Ray Lou.
Very interesting.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
How are you today, sir?
I am well. I am outstanding.
We are pumped up.
I am ready for the undefeated pump cheese combo to go into week 11.
Yeah. I'm pumped up like cheese, Lou. Lou, no, of course, today is marked by a celebrity appearance of the Sovereign on the CBS Morning News. Did you know that?
I did not.
They were doing a report on the fading Chicago tradition of the tavern, and there was the Sovereign, sir.
Really?
Yes, I actually screamed with delight. I screamed like a little girl, Lou.
Okey-doke. Well, they didn't do it live.
Yeah, it wasn't live. But anyway, Lou, those Chicago Bears, how about that? What's your score prediction? You always have something up your sleeve. 29-2. Lou Dickman Weekly. I predict like last week, not a nail biter, a fairly easy victory.
You know what? There are no easy victories. Every time they score into a game, they should win.
All right, Lou. Easy victories. You are correct.
Remember this, Kamish.
Yes, sir.
Aaron Rodgers was once a backup quarterback.
That's right, Lou.
Joe Theismann was once a backup quarterback.
That's right, Lou. I was an investor in the Joe Thigh Master at one point.
I'm not surprised.
Yet another one of my ventures that failed. Lou, how's that Toys for Tots drive doing?
Oh, we've got some good showing in the box.
All right.
1 week in and we're half full.
All right, there you go, Lou Dickman.
We got plenty more room for the toys.
Awesome, Lou. Did you like your Lou Bear poster?
Yes, I did. I thought it was rather amusing.
You lend yourself to a lot of creative, permutations of your soul.
Well, that's because my soul goes through many permutations.
You are correct on that, sir.
Yes, I put the merm in permutations.
Lou, Thanksgiving's coming up. Will you traditionally be going somewhere else for it?
I will be non-traditionally working at the Sovereign Thursday night for the Bears-Packers game.
Are you putting out a table of turkey meat?
It'll be turkey meatballs, turkey brats.
Oh, that's
turkey cheese and turkey tortilla chips.
You are a clever man, sir.
I'm trying to find turkey sauerkraut to go on the turkey brats, but I'm having a hard time.
All right. She'll make you some, the producer.
is that our producer?
That was our producer, yes.
Yes.
So, Lou, do you happen or maybe have a sandwich review this week?
God, no.
One of these days we'll bring that segment back, but...
you never know. I might surprise you one day.
That's true. You know, so what else is going on, Lou? Anything else to report? I'm going to plug my Toys for Tots benefit, December 5th, 2015, Red Line Tap, 7006 North Glenwood in the great Rogers Park. Lou, you like Rogers Park?
Well, when there aren't shootings listed in the paper, I like Rogers Park.
Thanks for bringing us down, Lou.
You know, I got to stay away from, like any other place in good old town. Yeah, you know what? I don't go to Rogers Park, and it's a block away.
I know.
I'm an Edgewater guy.
Is the pumping station considered Rogers Park?
No, the pumping company is considered Edgewater.
I was thinking of the cheese again, I guess.
There you go. No, Rogers Park does not start until Devon.
Devon is the border, yeah, okay.
Yes, and quite frankly, the only, decent bar other than the Red Line Tap in Rogers Park would be Bruno's.
Bruno's on Broadway, right?
Yes.
I know that bar. Well, they were having, you know, they were going to all the dives. You know Rossi's downtown in State?
Yes, I do.
Yep.
They were there. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. They were talking about, the owner was talking about the tradition. They also went to Simon's and talked to that bearded guy.
Been there. Ding, ding, ding.
There you go. I don't think there is a bar we can mention, Lou, that you haven't been to, but...
Oh, there's plenty.
That's another story.
Like, why don't we start with Moja? Or Mothers.
Mothers. You've not been to Mothers? Come on.
Nope.
Wow, that's surprising. I've been to all the joints on Division at one point in my long career here. So anyway, Lou, you ready for that question of the week?
I am. I'm all ears. Let's go. Let's have it.
All right. In honor of the Broncos, what's the best thing you can do when you're mile high, Lou?
Best thing you can do when you're mile high is get down off the ladder or smoke some more.
It doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
Hey, everybody, have an outstanding weekend. And speaking of mile high, this week's song is One Toke Over the Line, Sweet Jesus. One Toke Over the Line. Now, I only do a half bread and wine, but I like to toke to feel fine. Outstanding week, folks.
This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Mile High Service. When you're one toke over the line, see Lou at the Sovereign 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou's high on you.